This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
British police have 8 suspects in custody in connection with the deadly vehicle and knife attack in the heart of London. Police carried out anti-terror raids overnight at 6 locations in Birmingham, London, and elsewhere. Parliament is back in session after observing a moment of silence this morning for the victims.
In all, 4 people are dead, including a policeman and the attacker. 29 people were hospitalized. At least one American tourist is among the injured, a middle-aged man who's in critical condition. Police say the attacker was inspired by international terrorism.
The attacker slammed into pedestrians on the busy Westminster Bridge before crashing into a fence at Parliament. Elizabeth Palmer is near the scene in London with details of the attack. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning. Well, I can tell you that a large part of the capital this morning is being treated as a crime scene. The whole area behind the bridge where it happened, just behind me, and across the river, all around the Houses of Parliament, it's all closed.
Security camera video shows the car speeding across Westminster Bridge, deliberately mowing down pedestrians. And here, a woman falling into the icy River Thames. She was later rescued. The attacker struck the heart of London. Westminster Bridge is a main artery. The still unnamed driver of the car barreled across it, 4 wheels on the sidewalk, killing 2 people and injuring 29 more before he crashed into the railing around Britain's Parliament. He then ran toward Parliament and repeatedly stabbed a policeman on guard before another officer fatally shot him. Near where he lay, you can clearly see 2 knives on the ground. This morning they announced the attacker was a lone wolf, probably inspired by Islamic extremism. Senior anti-terrorism officer Mark Rowley.
It is still our belief, which continues to be borne out by our investigation, that this attacker acted alone and was inspired by international terrorism.
Today, forensic teams examined the area around Parliament, while inside, politicians observed a minute of silence before an address by Prime Minister Theresa May.
We are not afraid, and our resolve will never waver in the face of terrorism.
Among those wounded on the bridge, 7 critically were tourists, including 2 Americans, and groups of South Koreans and French. And of course, there were Britons, struck down suddenly on what had begun as a normal spring day. Bobby and Sunita Nagi, tourists from India, saw it all unfold.
The first reaction would have been that it's an accident. But when I saw that the guy is continuing ahead.
And on the pavement.
And on the pavement, he's going, you know, it's absolute inhuman.
Sunita ran. Bobby started filming. A woman flung under a bus. A man lying still in the middle of the road. Bystanders too shocked to know what to do. Today, flags across London are flying at half-mast in honor of the dead, which include the policeman, Keith Palmer, who died of his stab wounds.
Now, for tonight, the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, who incidentally is himself a Muslim, has invited everybody to come down to the heart of the city, Trafalgar Square, to gather in a gesture of mourning and of solidarity.
Well, meanwhile, Scott, it's being reported that the Islamic State is claiming responsibility for this terror attack that left 4 people dead, including the assailant and a police officer outside of London's Parliament building. This is according to Amaka, a media agency. The perpetrator of the attacks yesterday in front of the British Parliament in London is an Islamic State soldier, and he carried out the operation in response to calls to target citizens of the coalition. That was quite interesting in the report. I mean, I appreciate, you know, the report as best they can, but very little was said about his Muslim ties and his relationship with the Islamic State. Of course, the police officer who was stabbed is said to be a hero, that he probably, as a result of confronting this terrorist, minimized the carnage.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com, and we invite you to get involved in the conversation, whether it is, a tweet or two, whatever you want to do. Respond at BMartinezLive, or you want to drop me an email. Love to hear from you. Always appreciate your comments, good, bad, indifferent. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Well, I'll tell you, there is lots to talk about, and, of course, the Gorsuch hearing last night was, or I should say yesterday, was definitely overwhelmed by the news of the day with what happened in London, and then certainly late in the afternoon, the report from the chair of the Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes, coming out and saying that he did have something, some proof that President Trump was right in his allegations that he and his transition team had been surveilled. And, of course, boy, that just sent everybody into all kinds of issues. The Democrats, of course, feeling like Nunes had violated, some tradition there in not bringing the information to them first, but taking it directly to the president and to the press. Now, you wonder why he would do that, and that's yet to be understood, this seems to really, as some would say, kind of compromise the committee's ability to objectively look at what is going on and to really be the investigating body that was intended to be. Leaks are abounding, it's like there's all kinds of things flying around here, but even the president had responded after getting the news from Nunes. And, of course, we don't know specifically what it was, but evidently, Scott, it was something that, something that, came that was delivered to him. It didn't come through normal channels, didn't come through a newspaper, but it seems to be some inside information that was passed on to him. Now, this is what Devin Nunes had to say yesterday.
Out there on Capitol Hill who say it looks like maybe you're trying to give President Trump and the White House cover for this falsehood that he told a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, well, look, I said the day after or 2 days later to all of you that I was quite confident that President Obama did not order a wiretap on Trump Tower. However, I have said for a long time that I was worried about incidental collection because we knew that was already an issue of possible incidental collection and the unmasking of a name. I have been very clear with the press on this, and I was provided several intelligence documents that clearly show that President Trump and the transition team were included in these reports that were disseminated widely in the last administration.
So, I think it's quite interesting here, Scott. And, tell me what you think here. Jake Tapper there, you know, as most of the media and most are willing to say that, you know, that the president is lying. Well, the president has made a rather incredible statement in suggesting that Obama himself was responsible for tapping and surveilling his transition team at Trump Tower. Now, I mean, the thing is, and this is what drives everybody nuts, because when they make these assumptions, it's like, wait a minute, how do you let go of all these other things that occurred? Like, for example, Mike Flynn, where did they, they surveilled Mike Flynn. And it suggested that some of the surveilling of Mike Flynn and the capturing of the information was while he was at Trump Tower.
And the issue there is that his name was released.
Right.
He's supposed to just be, you know, person one or, you know, in the reports. And it was released that his name was given out.
Exactly.
Which is what, you know, Gowdy and them were talking about the other day. They're trying to find out who released Tapper's name.
Mm-hmm. But Flynn's name.
Oh, yeah, right. Flynn. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm looking at Tapper right now. But I find it weird because everybody gets caught on certain words, wiretapping.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like they tapped his phone. Well, not many people use their hard lines anymore. In fact, my parents don't even have a hard line. They just use their cell phones.
Right.
You know, and they're, you know, 60, 65, and I'm not going to say my mom's name in case she listens.
You won't get dinner. I understand.
So they don't even have a hard line anymore. So that's not what wiretapping is anymore. Now it's when they're going through your smartphone or... You know, they have smart TV or smart fridges,
yeah,
smart
I mean,
microwaves.
All these,
smart,
Alexis, yeah. all these convenient
yeah.
items that we love that opens up the portal into our homes and, you know, I don't know.
And so those are the things that are now, you know, in quotation marks, wiretapping.
Mm-hmm, right.
That's what they're going for. They're going for your cell phone. Mm-hmm. And we already know that they collect all this data.
Right.
We know that from the Snowden, when Snowden leaked that the NSA was, you know, doing all their surveillance of American citizens, to the last WikiLeaks where we found out that the, you know, the FBI and the CIA have the ability to change where your computer says it's from.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
I think that we need to get to. I'd like to see them try and get to the bottom rather than just trying to make, make Trump look bad or.
Well, this is what CYA looks like, Scott. You see, when this happens and everybody scrambles, it's all cover. We're not going to get down to the bottom of this. I mean, this is all an exercise in futility. And I think Trump knows this, and this is why he threw this big headline out there. And they went for it, hook, line, and sinker. The progressives are holding on to it. You know, how dare, you know, a president of the United States suggest that another president would do this? Well,
I also,
you know, it's not like you know, President Obama is clean all the way around here. I think he has a little bit of a track record, doesn't he?
Definitely. And I also don't like that. Personally, I like the way that Nunes took care of this. He went to the press.
Mm-hmm.
He took it to the press first. You know, and the Democrats got mad. Why didn't you bring it to us? Well, why? So you could figure out your spin?
Mm-hmm.
So we could start the whole spin machine? We already know that the Democrats have the better spin machine.
Right.
So, you know, so they can get all their top talking points out before people actually look at the actual, what's actually there?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't blame somebody. I don't blame them for going right to the press.
Well, it makes me wonder how much more is involved in that information that, you know, Representative Nunes received.
Well,
for him as a chair of a committee to abandon his committee and, as Adam Schiff would suggest, compromise the veracity and, you know, its standing. You know, for him to do that, there must be a lot there. I mean, I just don't. I don't know. There seems to be a lot more to this story, as you say, and whether or not we will really get to know it is another question. I mean, we still can't figure out Benghazi. You know, it's like you get the information or you get some information, and then they don't really have the courage to follow through.
And there's the spin machine. And he also said yesterday that, you know, the FBI isn't cooperating with him. Mm. So, I don't know.
Well, it seemed to me that what James Comey and Admiral Kelly did was confuse and muddy the waters more than they did clear them up. Just saying. Conversation continues. Stay with us, America. It's Bill Martinez. We're live.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live. You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Protect our care. Protect our care. Protect our care. Protect our care.
Bill Martinez, live.
For being with us. us today and continuing the fight, continuing the fight, continuing the fight, continuing the fight to protect our care.
I ain't going anywhere. This is not going to pass.
And I am not intoxicated. Yes.
You gotta love the girl. I mean, it is amazing. I'm embarrassed for those in California that, I mean, this is who they keep electing and putting her in office. And, you know, she sealed her deal because it's all about the money. You know, you gotta give her credit. She knows the game. She goes, look, as long as she's controlling the money and raising a lot of money for the Democrats, she's there. She's got place. She has standing. And they're happy to give it to her, but this is the same one that told us, you know, we had to pass the bill to find out what's in it. And, you know, I'm very disappointed, you know, and this is how partisan this has become. And I think most of us are disappointed with the partisan wrangling that is going on here, us against them, as opposed to them, you know, helping out. They're the ones that screwed this thing up to begin with, if I remember correctly. I mean, there wasn't one Republican that was involved with Obamacare. President Obama made it clear he didn't want Republican input. He was too busy carving out exemptions and special deals, you know, for the Democrats, that he didn't have time to consider any kind of input from the Republicans. And here we've got a disastrous health care, you know, law that's been in place that people have been suffering. But yet, you know, like anything, there's going to be some good, be some bad, and there's some ugly and real ugly. And we're hearing very little of that, you know. And by real ugly, I'm talking about people who, you know, have been absolutely devastated by this ill-fated law of Obamacare. Now, are some people benefiting from it, you know, that have healthcare, that just love the idea that they're on Medicare or they pay a dollar a day, or, you know, like that one woman in the town hall was yelling and screaming about? Well, yeah, I mean, but that's not realistic, you know, and we need to consider that as to what is fair. And this is what America is all about, is being fair. But when go ahead, Scott.
Well, to that, I would point out somebody like me, who I was paying, you know, $75 out of each paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I had health care. I had health care that I liked and I enjoyed.
Right. Right.
The bill was passed, and all of a sudden, I didn't have health care. So I went out and I looked at it, and, well, it turns out I make too much money
mm-hmm.
to qualify for any of the
subsidies.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, yeah, for my health care, the one that I want, it would cost me $600 a month. Or I could go down to the lowest one, and that would cost me $300 a month.
And then what would you get with the lowest one?
Well, the lowest one, you know, you get your. I'd have the high deductible, and I would get less than what I had previously.
Well, the deal is basically what they're giving you it amounts to a. Remember, we used to get certificates or something from a you know, a post-toasties box.
Yep.
You could be an FBI agent. You got this, you know, little car, you know, you carry along with you when you were a little kid. I mean, this is what, you know, for many in this country, Obamacare has amounted to. You've got a card, says you have insurance, but you're not about to use it because if you use it, you know, you got a high deductible. So how does that help you?
Well, yeah. I'm not going to spend, you know, if my deductible is $2,000,
well, you're pretty good if it's $2,000.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
Ours was $6,000. So you go, well, you know, I'm making cash and carry deals. I mean, what I was faced with, okay, I'm going to sign up for Obamacare because, you know, I don't want to pay the penalty. But then really what it came down to was cheaper for me to pay the penalty because I'm getting insurance anyway. But it's not even insurance. What I'm doing, I've made direct deals with the doctors that I know, that I have relationships with. Because I said to them, I said, wouldn't you rather have cash than have this go through insurance? Heck yeah. Because if it goes through insurance, the process, Scott, we're talking a minimum of 90, if not as much as 120 days plus. Dealing with insurance companies, at least 35% of the fee is a person to administrate and follow up with all these different insurance companies and all these different plans to make sure the doctor gets paid. Now, how would you like to do your work and then get paid, you know, 3-4 months down the road?
And meanwhile on that is that the thing that you need, that you want to have done, they might not even cover.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, it's just a. It's
and
a,
and
it's
then
a
you're paying. Then you're paying for stuff that you yourself, in a million years, including a sex change, you know, would not be able to use.
Well, it's like people have forgotten that the two Democratic candidates, both Sanders and Hillary, both ran on the premise that they would change health care.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're acting like what's there is perfect. And why are we
right.
changing? Why are we changing this?
Exactly.
Both Sanders and Clinton both ran on the promise that they would change health care for the better.
Well, I got to tell you, for all these politicians, I don't care on what side that you're on, if you're pouting and you're not doing some heavy lifting and participating in the program and bringing your ideas to bear on this serious problem, the mess that you guys created, but they have themselves thinking. Joe Biden comes in, he's like the hero. He's the standard bearer of Obamacare. Are you kidding me? You know, we're talking, you know, Joe who, you know, revived the F word in congratulating the president, you know, for this, big, you know, as he said, effing deal. You know, and he's out there with some sort of credibility. It's like, really, you have just messed up the plans of, you know, millions of Americans. I mean, to the point that they've rejected you, to the point that you have little credibility. And now you have an opportunity to say, look at, hey, you know, we made some mistakes. You know, we're going to roll up our sleeves and we're going to come alongside. No, we can't do that because that would really decimate, in their eyes, the Democratic Party, because their reason to being is that they would be controversial and they would just be the opposition party to everything that reflects this presidency.
Yeah, and I don't know. At least the Republicans put out there what his plan is. Mm-hmm. And then they did the thing to where, look, we want to make this better. Mm-hmm. We know this can be better. We will take all your input.
Right.
Let's get your input.
And to their credit, I mean, to, you know, late last night, and we'll see what happens if in fact it does come to the floor, or if they decide to pull it because they really don't have the numbers there. I mean, it's up until late last night, there was little hope, but you started hearing from the conservative caucus that there might be light at the end of the tunnel here. So, you know, this is the nature, as Paul Ryan said, this is the nature of legislation. But, you know, between the media and the Democrats and this sort of thing, you know, people don't want to get back in the back room necessarily and, you know, see all the sausage being made. It's not that sexy. It is wearisome. I mean, this is, I guess you can say, when the legislators, the people that we have in office, are earning their money. You know, they're having to roll up their sleeves. They're having to do some hard work. And this is, you know, I guess what bothers me, which seems a bit unfair, is that where are the Democrats on this? Where are they up all night, you know, rolling up their sleeves to try to come up with an answer here? Or are they just sitting on the sidelines, you know, throwing rotten apples over the fence?
I was just going to say, it's kind of bad that one side is saying that they care so much about the people, but yet they'd rather not, rather than helping with the process, they'd rather sit on the sidelines, let it fail, and then say, see, we told you.
Right, exactly.
And it's especially when somebody is open about what they, Paul Ryan was very open the day of. He said, this is something that can evolve, and we want to make it better, so we are open to all input.
Yes. And clearly they are, and that's been demonstrated, you know, with the different groups within the Republican Party. And, you know, it's the nature of the Republican Party. They love the process. They love to argue. You know, my hope is that they are going to come up with something that is not only effective, but, you know, is world class. And I still think, you know, we ought to maintain and keep the heat on them regarding the challenge for them to be on the very same thing they're legislating for.
Samaritan's Purse and Franklin Graham comes facing darkness. In 2014, as the Ebola virus was devastating West Africa,
the numbers of new cases and deaths are still rising.
International relief organization Samaritan's Purse stepped up.
God has called us to care for the dying, to care for those that are suffering.
We can't say we're Samaritan's Purse and not help.
My phone rang. One of our doctors, Kemp Brantley, has Ebola.
And then David looked at me and he said, you too have Ebola.
We're there to save life. We're there in your name. Why?
Despite the fact that things were out of control, we knew that God was in control.
God puts you in places and supplies the strength to deal with.
Jesus Christ didn't run. We run to the fire. We don't run away from it.
Facing Darkness, a true story of faith. In select cinemas for one night only, Thursday, March 30th. For theaters and tickets, go to FacingDarknessMovie.com. That's FacingDarknessMovie.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. We get Bernie Lindebo with us right now. She was born in a small town in Indiana, has had plenty of experience in her life surrounding women's rights and civil rights, which helped her in writing the book America's Knocking at Freedom's Door. Bernie was considered a trailblazer after she became the first woman to work as a business manager at a large chemical company. Her debut book explores U.S. immigration policy from the perspective of the nation's historical, and some might say hysterical, and religious character, and has received positive reviews from many sources. Bernie, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I hope everybody's fine out there.
Yeah, I'm doing fine. I'm on the West Coast getting ready to, you know, head back east. My youngest is going to be celebrating his 26th birthday, so I'll be back with him in Florida tomorrow. So we're looking forward to a little bit of fun here. So, you know, a lot of traveling these days, but it's all good. So, but anyway,
I want to get used to it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, I want to talk to you about your book, and the question is America still the home of the free for immigrants?
Yes, it is, as long as they abide by the laws of the land and our Constitution and they're vetted properly.
Mm-hmm.
But our big hot-button topic now that everybody's talking about, and it's getting more and more extreme every day, people are getting more emotional. It really goes, people have to understand, the reason I wrote this book is I want people to understand what's happened over the years and how it relates to our present situation. And so I wrote the book to share my knowledge so people could understand that, because they know very little about how we really started out in this country and how it affects us now and how we have to continue on.
Mm-hmm. Well, but clearly the way we started out in this country, I mean, it kind of, in a sense, evolved, and there were some things out of necessity, and along the way, we were able to you know, work an immigration plan that was win-win for everybody. And then suddenly, you know, it's like the rules were, you know, were foregone and tossed aside.
Do you want to discuss those rules first? A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah. Well, let's start out. I mean, you started out with your statement that the way immigration started in this country. So let's walk through this, and then through the process, we'll discover these rules. Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Okay.
Okay. Basically, this country started out with the first immigrants, early settlers, in 1608, with the biggest wave coming through in 1700. Mm-hmm. Now, what was going on in Europe was a feudalistic society, and they only had one religion in each state, what they call a state, which would be like our county. And the lords and nobles took money from that religion, and that's how they became the one and only religion. Everybody else, particularly some of the Anabaptists and so forth, were running for their lives. I mean, they didn't have any freedom. They couldn't own land or anything. Just imagine how you're constantly running, fearful of your life, because you know if they catch you, what's going to happen.
Exactly.
So when Britain came through, and with the British North American colonies, it was a hard decision for them, because they didn't want to leave Europe.
Mm-hmm.
But they knew they didn't have a life there, and they probably wouldn't last long if they kept staying there. So they did come on over to the British North American colony, and the boat trip was horrendous, too.
Mm-hmm.
And when they got here, you have to understand what they did. What they saw was this great big wilderness. Now, it's unimaginable for people living here today to understand how this country really got started, the birth of this country.
Right.
But what they did was they cleared the swamps and wilderness. They built homes and barns. They grew the food, built cities. And our government started developing laws. And this is how we really got started. And, of course, people always say that, oh, we were terrible to the Indians. But It was a tolerated situation. Some Indians were very good. You know, we got along great, and others wanted to fight. Mm-hmm. It was just toleration for everybody. And the real reason for that is the American Indians believed the land belonged to everyone, and the settlers believed in a plot of land for their house and farm. That was mm-hmm. a big disagreement. But actually, we helped each other out completely. They showed us how to grow food there, and we had some medicine that took care of them. So it wasn't a bad situation all the time, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I got that in the book in a conversational style, what happened to everybody. So it's like, you know, we're sitting over a table eating dinner, you're talking. That's how my book is written.
Right.
So people can understand it and feel like they're part of it.
Exactly.
So
okay, go ahead.
Go on.
No, I'm tracking with you here. Okay.
Oh. And then so people forget that, you know, the immigrants basically are the backbone of this country. And without these immigrants and without our immigrants, we wouldn't know our country as we know it, as it exists today.
So yeah, but at the basis, though, but Bernie, at the basis when they came here, they were escaping a terrible situation back home. They left with an incredible amount of risk, as you say. You know, how many people died? I mean, the life expectancy when you got in a boat and you started heading west, coming to this land that you didn't know, but it was so bad that you had to take the risk. And so for them to come here, you know, they wanted to, you know, come in a way. They were looking for an answer and a hope. And so now you fast forward that to today, and we've got a different profile for the immigrant, and you might say, and include the refugees in there, that have come to this country. And they're not coming here, yes, some are coming here for all the right reasons, probably similar reasons to what, you know, the first immigrants came in. But when you have mixed in with the immigrants, you have now some bad players that want to do destruction, and they basically say, hey, we see an opportunity to take over America. Our philosophy, our way of thinking, our way of life, we can overwhelm that country and obliterate everything that it represents, and we're going to come in and possess their land.
Yes, and this is where the Americans have to stand together and not argue and fight with each other, because really the immigration laws, what it started was basically we ended the 1952 Immigration Act in 1965. Now at that time it was President Johnson, he said it wasn't going to affect our lives at all, but it really reshaped the restructure of our lives and actually has created the immigration concerns now that we face today, because there were drastic changes in the number and origins of immigrants, and the immigrants took advantage of the family reunification provision, which would be good. You want to bring in your relatives.
Mm-hmm.
But the experts also disagreed with the policy because it's going to lead to massive immigration from nations who would not understand our history and culture.
Exactly.
It's not like in the Americas, Bill. Mm-hmm. In 1996, Congress passed the illegal immigration reform, also that which addressed the border security, and after September 11th, that attack, they came up with the Department of Homeland Security, and they have constantly kept updating our immigration quota numbers to where it references favorability to Asia, Middle East, and other non-Western countries, which means all of us Western countries are marginalized for our contribution, because Mexico was here way in the West Coast. I've got that in my book, too. Mexico was very influential in developing this country.
Well, Bernie, anyway, we've got about a minute. Bernie, we've got about a minute left, and boy, I'll tell you, this your book really brings all this out, and I highly recommend for those of you who are misunderstanding immigration and where it sits today, and you know, Bernie kind of brings this to light.
Can I say one more thing real fast?
Yes, okay, we're down to about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, what we've done is in the naturalization ceremony, when we say unwilling to bear arms or perform non-combatant military service, that expanded those request conditions. Now, prospective citizen doesn't have to hold the American flag or stand during the Pledge of Allegiance to become a citizen. So how the heck can these immigrants understand what it's like to be an American when this has happened?
Yeah, and they don't understand the resistance that we have, you know, and how insulting it is, especially when our sons and daughters have fought for our freedoms and all that the flag represents, right? Bernie Smith on Bill Martinez Live. I recommend that you do get your hands on her book, America's Knocking on Freedom's Door. Thank you, Bernie.
Okay, thank you, Bill.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets
to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Oh, strike up the band. The lights, they're searching all over the skies, announcing, yes, the one, the only, Steve, the movie guy, direct from the movie capital of the world, Hollywood, California. Yes, Steve Evans. Steve, how you doing, buddy?
Well, we're doing great, and it was a big, big weekend for
Buffo. Buffo weekend, huh?
175 wow. million in this country alone, 350 million worldwide. As we say in the movie business, ka-ching.
Yeah. Well, here it is. I mean, what was it? About 300 million to make. So they're already in the black in the first weekend.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. And this is a terrific film. I saw the movie last weekend. It's worth, you know, every nickel as far as the admission cost. It is the seventh largest opening weekend in history. It is also the biggest in March and the biggest for a PG-rated movie. And, you know, it's just nobody does this like Disney. And the computer graphics, you know, the animation is terrific. The cast is great. We have, you know, Emma Watson as Belle, and we have Kevin Kline in this movie, Ewan McGregor, Ian McKellen, Emma Thompson, Stanley Tucci, all, you know, it's just a great cast, very well done. And the music is done by Alan Menken, who is a guy who has won 8 Academy Awards, if you can believe it. 8 Academy Awards.
Wow.
You know, he did The Little Mermaid. He also did Pocahontas. Newsies, Little Shop of Horrors, so he's a real talent. It all comes
together.
You got
a lot of talent. You got a lot of talent there. And Emma Watson, boy, I tell you, people really loved her. I mean, and I thought, can she make the transition? You know, are people going to still see Hermione in there? And it seems like she was very successful in her new role, right? Yeah.
It'll be number one again this weekend. They say it's going to make another 85 or 90 million this weekend. We have Kong Skull Island. That was number two, making about 28. We have Logan, number three. Get Out. That movie has made 135 million so far. And this is a movie that cost about $4.5 million to make. Do the math on that one.
That's lots of ka-ching.
Yeah, lots of ka-ching there. Mm-hmm. And we have The Shack rounding out the top five. Well, of course, Bill, you remember back in the 90s. The Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Remember that?
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding me? Come on.
Big show on Fox. Also a couple of movies back in the 90s. Well, they're back in 2017. 44% are recommending this one. They're calling this a modern reinvention of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. You got this group of ordinary high school kids who find themselves infused with extraterrestrial powers, and they must harness those powers as a team, of course, to save the world. Once again, Dacre Montgomery, Naomi Scott, R.J. Seiler, Ludi Lin, and Elizabeth Banks as a villain by the name of Rita Repulsa, which I think is one of the great names for villains of all time. 44% recommending Power Rangers. That will be probably number two. It's going to make about $35 to $40 million this weekend. So this is going to be a big weekend at the box office.
Don't you love that name, Rita Repulsa?
I do. I mean
that is that's the name. I mean,
that is. That's inspired.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Then, if you liked the movie back in 1979, Aliens, remember that movie?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
The poster is alien-like. It's alien-inspired, even.
Well, yeah, it's very similar, but it's very well done. The critics are loving it. 77% are recommending a movie called Life. Mm-hmm. Now, this plot will sound familiar. You have a 6-member crew of the International Space Station. They're on the cutting edge of one of the most important discoveries in human history, the first evidence of extraterrestrial life on Mars. Now, as the crew begins to conduct their research, their methods end up having unintended consequences, to say the least. The life form proves more intelligent than anyone ever expected. Check out the trailer. I mean, this looks terrifying.
Wow. It's
called Life. 77% are recommending, starring Rebecca Ferguson, Ryan Reynolds, Jake Gyllenhaal in this one, out this weekend. Now, speaking of old TV shows, Chips is back. Remember Chips from the 70s?
Chips with an R, no less. I mean, what would the boys do?
Well, check out the trailer and you'll see. I mean, this is definitely not one for the family. But this is bringing that classic TV show to the big screen. Now, back in the day, of course, it was Eric Estrada as Frank Ponchirello and Larry Wilcox as John Baker. This time around, Dax Shepard and Michael Pena star in this. This is about a rookie officer teamed up with a hardened pro at the California Highway Patrol, though the newbie soon learns that his partner is really an undercover Fed investigating a heist that may involve some crooked cops. Not reviewed for the critics, but it looks like fun if you happen to be, once again, an adult. This is an adult adaptation of Chips, California Highway Patrol, out this weekend. Now, we have another movie called Wilson. This is a very quirky film, and nobody does quirky quite like Woody Harrelson. He stars as Wilson, this lonely, neurotic, and hilariously honest middle-aged guy who reunites with his estranged wife, Laura Dern, and just to get a shot of happiness when he learns that he has a teenage daughter, Isabella Amara, that he's never met.
Oh,
and in his uniquely outrageous and slightly twisted way, he sets out to connect with her. Woody Harrelson is terrific, and as 47% of the critics are recommending, check out the trailer, though. It's quite a performance by Mr. Harrelson, Wilson, out this weekend. And then a movie with a plot that I can honestly say I have never seen before. This is a movie called Prevenge. 95% of the critics are recommending this one. This is being billed as a pitch-black, wryly British comedy from the mind of Alice Lowe. Now, this follows Ruth, played by Alice Lowe, by the way, a pregnant woman on a killing spree that's as funny as it is vicious.
Do we have all kinds of British accents and everything like that? Because,
you
know, whenever you watch anything that's British, you always go, I need a rewind button because I know they said something that seems to be funny, but I didn't quite understand them.
That's why I like to watch them on TV, because you can do the subtitles.
Exactly. You know,
because sometimes, it is difficult to follow. But this is about a pregnant woman who goes on this killing spree, and it's her unborn baby dictating Ruth's actions, holding society responsible for the absence of a father. Now, the child speaks to Ruth from the womb, coaching her to lure and ultimately kill her unsuspecting victims. And, yes, they're billing this as a comedy. Struggling with her conscience.
She's carrying a demon inside of her, and it's a comedy, okay?
Yeah, well, like I say, I've never seen anything quite like it.
Right.
But this baby is coaching her to lure and ultimately kill these unsuspecting victims. So struggling with her conscience and loneliness and a strange strain of prepartum madness, Ruth must ultimately choose between redemption and destruction at the moment of motherhood. Prevenge, according to the press release, marks the directorial debut from Alice Lowe, who's a triple threat. She wrote this, she directed it, and acted in the film during her own pregnancy. There you go.
Wow. Hey, there you go. Can't get much better than that.
That's right. 95% are recommending Prevenge this weekend. Then a movie which was very big on the festival circuit. It's called The Leveling, which is starring L.A. Kendrick, which if you're a Game of Thrones fan, you know her as Mira Reed in that show. This takes place, speaking of England, in Somerset, England. A lot more English accents in this one. You have a trainee veterinarian, Clover Cato, returning to the farm where she grew up after hearing news that her brother Harry has died in what appears to be a suicide. So finding the family home in a state of horrendous disrepair following the 2014 floods that devastated that area, Clover is forced to confront her father, Aubrey, about the farm, the livestock, and crucially the details surrounding her brother Harry's death. Clover's discovery sends her on an emotional journey of reckoning with her family, her childhood, and herself. Once again, big on the festival circuit. It's called The Leveling out this weekend. Finally, in case that wasn't enough, we have Slamajama.
Oh, but there's more.
Oh, there is more.
Yes.
Wrongfully accused and sent to prison, a former basketball star prepares for the National Slam Dunk Competition while finding redemption in himself and those he loves. Starring Chris Staples out this weekend, it's called Slamajama. So we have a potpourri of movie product for you to see this weekend, and I highly would recommend Beauty and the Beast. What looks good for you?
Well, I'm going to catch up with Beauty and the Beast with now that some of the throngs are, you know, are missing because that was crazy over the weekend. I mean,
yeah.
The lines, you know, for Beauty and the Beast, I mean, the kind of numbers, you know, almost 175 million here domestically. So no doubt there was plenty there. I thought it was, you know, I wondered, you know, if the controversy, because it's a little bit of controversy on Beauty and the Beast. Most of the listeners, you know, when I asked them about it, who went to see it, said not a whole lot there, about 15 seconds. You know, and I think, you know, for people that want to have a discussion, if that's worthy to address, they're doing it. But there wasn't it does not seem to be anyway an all-out boycott, you know, that has taken place there.
You really have to look very hard. I was aware of the scene, and you really have to look very hard to find what they were talking about. And, you know, I think that it was a big non-issue. I wouldn't I wouldn't think that – it certainly didn't hold anybody back from going, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, exactly.
I think Life might be the one for me this weekend.
Life. Yeah, that sounds
Life.
Interesting.
I love the movie Alien years ago, and this
this
is looks like it's really well done and a very similar plot.
Yeah, I may want to just go. I just want to go back and see La La Land again. I just love that movie. I can't wait for it to be on, on demand where you can, I love the track and, you know, it's fun. For me, it's catch up mode too because I still have to get over and see The Shack and The Shack's done fairly well. I mean, it still remains in the top five.
Weekend, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. And so, La La Land made about $150 million so far. So.
Right. Good stuff out there. Hidden Figures, you know, people are still talking about Hidden Figures. I mean, they're overall, what, $165 million? Who would have thought?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's outstanding. So like you say, there's plenty to choose from there for yourself and for your whole family. So, Steve-O, we always appreciate you keeping us up to date and, keeping the fresh, popcorn rolling because we need plenty of popcorn. No jujubes. We're off of jujubes for a while.
Yes,
okay?
Right. Only popcorn.
You got it. Steve, the movie guy. Yes, Steve Evans, the one, the only, direct from Hollywood, California, the movie capital of the world. Steve-O, have a great weekend. We'll see you at the Cineplex, okay?
You have a great weekend as well.
You got it, buddy. All right.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.